All right, I call for motion to come out of executive session with no, no action taken.
So moved.
Seconded?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Back in open session. Only thing we have left in open session, just items of interest for council, is the leave report we have each time and a half of municipal court docket, October 2020. Any questions? Now, Will did have a follow-up, and Will, double-check with me, ask Violet the question. I know you talked to Violet, but I can't remember on that. For Josh, he sent out that thing to break up the ice.
Yeah, so I sent something to you, and then you said some, Josh has got a few bits about.
Oh, so Josh is in the process of kind of doing a phasing schedule and a priority list of how we could rotate out our equipment. I'm sure you guys all know that it's pretty outdated. I don't know that we've ever had any sort of a rotation schedule. There is a little schedule that's pinned up back there about who should get what rotation to replace something. And since I've been here and a couple years prior to that, I really think the police department is the only ones that have received any new equipment as far as trucks. So Josh is putting together a phasing schedule that I want him to be able to propose to you guys next week or next month. That we utilize moving forward to kind of phase out some of our old equipment. As you guys are aware, that we built in this year's budget that we are going to surplus the blade. So he's keeping that into consideration. So we paid the $30,000 to have a new motor put in last year, but we really only use it for two roads a couple times a year. So aside from that, we use it to break up the ice on the roads during the year. So we've got to come up with a different option to do that, which is why I sent that out, because that was one thing that he found. So that's not like something we're looking at purchasing tomorrow or anything like that. He sent it to me and said, please send this out to the council. And then that was when him and I started the conversation of, let's put together a schedule matrix of how we want to phase out and replace your equipment and stuff like that. So.
Those ones that I sent you, they can go on in the front of a plow. They use Minnesota, but they go in tandem with another plow. But when I looked at the ones that Josh had sent, it seems like just spend quite a bit of time on an intersection just going back and forth with
the
skidder.
And that one is more just something you can attach to a skid steer, but they do also have options for wider ones that you can attach to like a loader option,
yeah.
Which is one thing that he's looking at us surplusing the blade and some other equipment and replacing with a loader.
Yeah.
And then that would give us a lot long, you know, bigger thing. And I don't know if everybody really saw that. It kind of looks like a root
mm-hmm.
sheet stuff, but
why
it
doesn't it chew up the asphalt?
Huh?
Why doesn't it break up the asphalt?
Because the pressure they put on it, they're not pressuring it that hard to go
you're
into that.
You're not like jamming anything down, you're just
he's
rolling
just punching
over
holes.
It.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of moving the snow in different directions and ice and breaking it up that way, so that way they can come back through with the plow and just pick it up.
Yeah.
So
I double check Will's because I looked at it and it allows you to, it breaks up the ice and right behind it at that very moment is a grader that pushes this.
So I think you sent that one to Josh too, didn't you?
I sent it to you.
Oh.
Just you, because
I'll send that other one to Josh because he's looking at other options. But because I also told him that I wanted him to research,
yeah.
So that way we make sure that whatever we're doing is current, you know,
most efficient.
Because
yeah.
That's what we have to do. That's what we're going to have to do moving forward. Because the town is only growing, and our budget is potentially going to get smaller.
Well, this one that I have, I can get a quote from. I just need to get a picture of how they attach to the front of a plow truck.
Is it an actual plow truck that it attaches to, or is it a loader or a backhoe or something like that?
It would replace where the plow is.
Okay.
So you can lift it up and down and turn with it, but you can go at, you know, the highway speed. They use them all over Minnesota.
Okay.
In the Department of Transportation.
The ones that I sent you guys a picture of, Jackson actually uses, but they use the loader size one for their town, and that's what they use. So.
And they don't seem to bother the asphalt or anything. I've
mm-hmm.
spoken with the Department of Transportation on that too. So.
Yeah.
It brought one thing to mind that I want to bring up that should have went probably in open discussion, but last year I think we talked about during snow removal season maybe trucking or taking some of the snow and creating snow hills for sledding in the park, and Josh was here when we talked about it and he seemed like he was on board. I don't know if that's something we still want to do.
We did that last year.
We did?
Yeah,
did
we created a sled hill in the park.
In the park?
It was great, but a lot of the ice melt that we picked up along with the snow.
Oh, I didn't know we actually did it. I thought I did remember him
saying. We did do it. He did it.
So is there somewhere else that we could, I'm, the reason, what I'm thinking is, I know Alpine does it in three different spots. They have like little parks that they create little sledding parks for the kids with the snow they move. Is there snow that's not ice melted that we could do, but that, this is just a, or just what's in the park?
Well, I was thinking about this last year, yeah, I was thinking about this last year is, we block the, you know, we block the gates to Canyon View Park, so we're not necessarily, we still have to plow some of the roads in there so we can get back to the maintenance area back there. But what we can do is just plow the entrances enough so people can walk around in there, and then we can utilize the little cul-de-sac area and push up hills there. I think that, because then it's already on the asphalt with the chip sealed right there, and it's not gonna be going back on the grass or anything. So I thought about that, and then we can still block the park back up, and then people just have to walk in there with themselves, you know? So that's an option, if you guys want me to have Josh try and do that this year, we could do that.
I think it's a good service with, it's fairly, I hate bringing it up after last year, because there was such incredible amount of snow that all of our drivers were so tired of plowing, so I'd hate to just do, you know, add a little something just for fun. But I do think it's something that it can, kind of an amenity to give the town.
I think it would be good. I think it's really good for us to create those kind of place-making areas. Obviously, we're gonna go full bore again with the skating rink, like we did, last year. We also got, a winter place-making grant for $500 that we're gonna use to buy, some more ice skates, since we don't have them in all different sizes. So that way we will have more skates available for people, and I also wanna purchase another bench that we can put out there.
Awesome.
And then, and Christmas lights for the park as well too, so.
Awesome.
What's the liability of pushing up a hill for the city? If we make a sledding hill and somebody gets hurt, what's the city's liability?
Same liability as offering skate.
Yeah, it says, I just say sled at your own risk, you don't have to post it, yeah.
Exactly. It's just like the ice skating rink.
Well, you can say sled at your own risk, but the second somebody gets hurt, you know, I just could.
Get that.
It's not on the pond, the golf course, so that, that.
Yeah, they're not gonna drown, right?
I'm glad we could follow through that one. I beat my trumpet too much on that one. Okay.
Yeah, just have people over their ice.
Can I add two quick things?
You guys are killing me, but yeah.
It's gonna be quick, I'm just gonna tell you that, I'm gonna give you an update on Silver Star.
Okay.
And I was gonna do that earlier. So, everything east of Washington is pretty much ready to be turned up. We can, they're still splicing people, I mean, not splicing, the splicing's done, but putting in connections and that. But all of that's pretty much lit up and ready to go. There's a little bit in front of Coulter's Lodge that they thought they had connections under the sidewalk, and they've been cut, so they have to go bore under there. Those, they're working on Rocky Road, Burton Lane, and Brave Circle are pretty much the last little bit, and there's about six locations on Highway 89, Washington, that we're gonna have to bore under, and then to make the connections across the street. But for the most part, construction, you'll still see some construction, there'll still be some digging, and they're supposed to be letting Violet know where they're at. But for the most part, the town of Afton is done. Now, there is a possibility that people in the town won't get connected this year, and that we have about 3,000 connections that we have to make between Idaho and Wyoming, and they're fervently trying to get the stuff. If you look at money-wise, it's cheaper for us to work in Afton than it is to work out in the county, because Afton's drops are closer together and shorter, and we have service connections that are $40,000 out for a single house out in the county. That, yeah, it's a little crazy, but just kind of an FYI on that. And my other one, I'll just bring up some other time. It's not that important. So.
Yeah, go ahead. It's only 6:38.
Do it now, because we're not here. It's not 7:30.
Okay. Okay. No, my other question is, I just was looking at the town map, and I'm curious as to the boundary, and that it appears that like it goes through the cemetery. It appears that it cuts off the end of the runway for the airport. I'm curious why the boundary is, you know, I'm curious about the holes too. Does that, I know that people would rather probably stay in the county, but is, do we have an agreement for law enforcement to go in there? I'm just some of these questions. quite, it's a little unusual to me to see a town with holes, little single house holes in it. I know we probably did it to accommodate the person who lived there and all that, and I get it, but you know, from municipality size side, yeah, so I don't know, well, it's turned off. If you look at the zoning map,
I can speak to that and I can answer your questions and I'll pull it up.
You know, I just was curious why even our treatment facility isn't in the town. Why do we not move that in? The one property says cemetery by the cemetery. Is that owned by the town or is there a cemetery district that owns that?
Boyd, I actually know that because I was going to purchase Boyd Edens' property. Boyd Edens actually, there's 4 acres that he has an agreement that he farms it until he dies in theory. And then the town, if we need to expand it and spend the money to develop it, it's our property.
This was like up to, see.
So this right here we do.
I would like, yeah, like this whole piece says cemetery, and this is not, and it's, I mean, he's not farming any of that. I don't know whose cemetery is, if you look at the county, but then again, the county had us owning a parcel behind.
Yeah, no, that's way too big.
So.
There's 4 acres there.
You know, because it says ownership cemetery, I just was curious on some of.
So are you talking about right up here by Ford Street?
No, we go down, that big parcel below.
The green parcel right there?
Yeah, so go, no, to the right now.
There you go, this one right here.
Literally, that big one.
That one, this one right here.
Oh, this is not ours, that's Miss.
Is that the county website?
It's just, it's the county.
Well, our own zoning is an overlay of county parcels.
See that little cutout right there? That's a cemetery, that little square box. Yeah, that's cemetery, yeah, that's a 4 acres.
You know, I don't know, it just was, because, so, here's my thing. I'm dealing with addresses like no other, and on Twin Cliffs, we actually have a 130, it's like 136, 210, 164 going on. And that's the one that comes to mind, right? Right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so, I just, and it doesn't bother, it's not bothering, but I just was curious as to why. And then if you actually zoom, if you pan down to the end of the airport, I don't trust 100% the county data.
I wouldn't.
They actually make you sign an agreement that says you can't be allowed.
I dealt with it enough, but if you look, there's, like, at the end of the runway, there's long lots that come down to 236, and that say Lincoln County, Afton Airport, JP. I just, if that's the case, why do we not bring them into the town and extend that footprint so when you annex in the future, you're, I don't know.
You're saying just pick it up, make it contiguous just because we have a joint powers board and we share it.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm just, is there. Is there a reason, why?
So I can't tell you why we don't have these within our boundaries, I can't tell you that for sure. But as far as these small islands that never annexed in, when we had annexations that happened, this one specifically, these residents requested to stay within the county, and you can't force annex anybody into the town. So per state statute, they can request to not become part of the town. So if Stu is, I don't know for sure if he's on or water. Is Stu on or water?
Sewer.
So he's not on or water? But anyway, so if you don't become a resident of the town of Afton, then you're subject to 125% if you utilize our services. So anybody that's not a resident of Afton is paying more for their water and sewer, but they're not paying taxes
to
be residents.
So we clean their road, right?
In front of Papworth?
Yeah.
Yes, because we have other residents.
So do they get charged for that?
No.
So we're providing free services to people in the county that the town people are paying for.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, I don't think 125% is enough. I think that should be higher for those that are outside of the town for water. And that, because what incentive, what does it come up to, like $5 a month? Or, I mean, it's not that much more. And honestly, the only thing the town has to offer people to come into town is water.
Mm-hmm. You know what, everybody would annex in if we just let people shoot in their backyards.
also you got, I mean, that one, you can't shoot in your backyard because you're surrounded by town anyway, right? And you can't shoot within so many feet of
the
city boundary and just.
What's the other island that's blue and green, right?
That's the Lampion.
That's Valley View.
No, up above, I'm fully aware of that.
Oh, right here, it's just this Lampies.
Ellen.
Oh, that's a golf course, I'm sorry, I see what it is.
Yeah.
I got you, sorry.
So they access their property from Valley View, which we do not own and we're not going to maintain that or utilize.
Okay.
And then all of these others.
Those are all privately owned from a development.
You know, I was looking at this too, you know, you have the readiness center that's not in.
Because it's county owned.
Right, but do, I mean, you're not getting tax money either way from it. Whether it's in the town or not, but you look, the rumor has it that acreage by Swift Creek across, you know, from the high school, they're looking to develop that. Which if they want water, we're gonna have them come into the town, so now you're starting to create another big island out here. I'm just kinda curious what the does the state specifically say that you can't force them in? Cause I have been in places where if like 80% of the land owners say yes, and you're the little island.
It's a plow down.
They can't, and I don't want to force anybody into, I don't wanna force anybody into the town. I'm just trying to understand, as we grow, are we just gonna have little islands?
So it depends on how the annexation is initiated. So.
Lesser than.
Yeah.
We can't grab them and force them in, but if the surrounding landowner said we want in the city.
We could, well, I guess Dale's here for this.
I'm just trying to understand what I'm trying to do.
There is a way to force annex, but I guarantee you will lose reelection if you do that. Everybody.
Well, don't tell JC that.
Everybody here will have a different mayor.
No, and I know, I totally understand that, I was just.
He doesn't care, Stu is his friend, so he probably won't attend to force annex.
So we'd be happy to kind of provide an overview on annexation and such. There's every town in Wyoming where I've ever lived, there were a lot of county islands, there were lots of them. And the hook or the stick, the carrot, however you wanna look at it is, okay, once your septic system fails, this is what Cheyenne does. Once your septic system fails, you will not get a new permit to put a new one in. Once, you know, you have to connect to sewer, we'll help you with that, but, and once you connect to our sewer, you're gonna be annexed. And so, they had a annexation case that went all the way up to the Supreme Court. It talked about, you know, adjacent, contiguous or adjacent to, and how much of a touching was necessary. So it's contentious, I mean, but happy to provide more info on that. Two, you mentioned water. That's our big, you know, carrot.
That's the carrot.
That's the incentive. And it's gonna be more and more so as the cost of drilling a well and everything else goes up and up and up. So we went round and round for months about, okay, on what conditions will we allow someone outside the town to hook up to water? And we kind of redrafted the ordinance on that, and we could have a look at that and see what that says. But basically, if somebody wants to hook up to water outside the town in the future, they've got to come to the council, they have to apply, they have to get approval, and then they have to sign something that promises to annex whenever they're eligible, and it gets recorded against their property and binds future owners.
I took a beating over that one.
Yeah, that was contentious, yeah. And then three, you mentioned, the third item, you mentioned 125% is not enough. I totally agree with you. It ought to be like three times the amount. But it's limited by state statute. In the statute, it says 125%. Now, Alpine is charging 150% for certain things, and I'd have to look at the statute again and see if we could get to 150%, but if you want to. But it's pretty clear from my last reading, the last time I read the statute, you're capped at 125%.
For for usage or for demand?
Well, that's where it's ambiguous. There's, so there's three things. There's a connection fee, there's a demand charge, and then there's volumetric. The volumetric and the demand charge, I think it's pretty clear. It's 125%. The connection fee, maybe. I think there's some, maybe some wiggle room, and I think that's where Alpine is charging more. But the idea is, if you go too crazy with it and charge three times the amount, well, then the Public Service Commission in Cheyenne wants to have something to say about it. But if you're at 125 and someone in town or outside of town doesn't like your rates, they just vote you out of office, and then they get somebody else in there who's gonna lower the rates.
Well, if they're out of town, they don't have a vote.
Well, true, but if it's
Friend, cousin, or family.
If you're only charging a 125% of whatever the rate is, if that rate is not reasonable, then somebody in town is gonna say, okay, I'm gonna run for council.
Jeff, the thing that I've learned, literally the 10 years I've been here, is whatever the circumstances is, favorable or non-favorable, we have adapted or allowed because it gives us something in the end. Does that make sense?
And that's kind of why I'm wondering why, like, the cemetery, why these areas that the city has interest in, including where our sewer lagoons are.
Right.
And that why don't we extend in and get those? Now you have that boundary and that presence there. And it also gets in people's heads that are in that area that, hey, Afton is looking to expand. I don't want them here, but it may come in the future.
So are just,
I don't know, I'm throwing things.
In case you're not aware, our sewer lagoons are located on a school section, which we lease from the state of Wyoming. So.
Right, that is right, that is the state of Wyoming. And that, but
yeah.
Is there a reason, there's really no reason why it couldn't be in the boundary, even though it's
Well, contiguous.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. In order for it to,
yeah, contiguous.
We have to annex everything from there to here.
Well, you do, because on the west side you have the joint powers with the county for the airport. You still have another parcel with the joint counties right there. We wouldn't become an island of itself. You can contiguously go out there. The house is on West Papworth there. You could keep out, but.
If you annex a bunch of these properties and they all have wells and they all have their own water source, how does that, do they have to hook onto our water system? And then
no, because we have not, right now, our Title 17 is they don't have to hook on the day we do it, but we have conditions.
They'll have a bunch of holes.
But
I don't even know if our,
200 feet.
If you're within 200 feet in the main line, whether you're a resident or not, you're supposed to hook on.
But we have not enforced all of that.
Well, I can't speak for anybody previous to my position, but I've enforced that.
Anything on First Avenue? I thought we had something.
Yeah, they do have septic.
Yeah, see, First Avenue was an exception.
But we don't have a main line running down First Avenue for water.
But you're gonna have the same situation when you go out of town, unless you have the cash to put the line in.
Mm-hmm. But we don't have anything in the code itself or in an adopted ordinance that has the verbiage like Dale had mentioned, where if your septic system fails or if your well fails, you have to hook on.
We don't have that.
You have to hook on if you're within 200 feet and you can't drill a new well. We don't have that in writing, so.
So we'll put that in our notes to talk with these guys that are coming to see if it makes sense or doesn't make sense.
Well, they're only doing Title 17. We don't address that. We address that in Title 8. Ordinance 648.
Okay. I think that annexing was part of Title 17.
You know what? We don't have a section on annexation in our Title 17 currently.
We do not. We need to.
We need to add it. Yeah.
Okay.
We don't. We've just gone by what the statute states at the time.
Okay.
So.
I'm just curious if there's an advantage to doing it or not. Maybe there's not. I mean, nobody's ever going to build on where the sewer lagoons are. Land's always going to be there, so as you move out there, you can always bring it in. I just, when I looked at the line and it cuts off at the end of it, the other half of the airport is in the county, maybe that was intentional. I was just trying to understand that same thing with the cemetery. If it's the town of Afton Cemetery, why isn't it in the town of Afton?
I don't know if this piece of the airport was before they extended the runway, I think at one time the entire airport was just in the town of Afton, even though it was still a joint powers board.
It'd be like.
So they had to extend the runway, which is why it's now down into the county.
They went three thousand, 5,000 to 7,000 for the extension.
So I don't know, and just, like I say, it was something I was looking at and just wondering why and wanna get educated on why and.
I got no qualms being voted off, so if we wanna move forward with something, you let me know, we got it. We honestly have to remember, and you guys are, I'll say this sentence and there's no qualms about it, you guys are awesome, but whatever we really do, it just binds Violet for this town, so we have to just be thoughtful because we've got a lot of crazy.
I don't care what you decide, just back me up when I enforce it.
Right, that's what I said, we gotta be we've got to be able to enforce. All right, I would call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor, or second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned, motion carries. You guys are awesome.
Almost good. Beautiful thing.
I sent you an email from Sheridan too, did you see that?
Oh, you did? I was in meetings all this afternoon, so I haven't got to any.
So whatever your Google map, we're talking about.
A different deal.
What are you doing today? Okay.
So, can you call?
He was just wondering if it was gonna go until night.
I'm maintaining a line and I expect good, it's adorable.
Thank you. It's pretty exciting.
It's awesome.
Thank you, thank you.
You guys do, and I don't know what it is?
No, no, I wanted to know now, we did a blood test.
Okay.
So early, it's boy.
Okay.
And my husband is, they don't have any boys to carry the family name, so it's super exciting, yeah. He has two girls and I have my boy, and so then we'll have one that can carry the name.
So are you first names, or is that all on Google?
Well, no, I wanna name him Max, but it's not agreed upon yet.
My daughter married a kid from Bogota, Colombia, and he's awesome, but they just got married 6 months ago and they started talking names, well, he's, you know, Latin American. So he starts naming these crazy names, so my daughter's like, no.
Oh, Casey has some ideas and I'm like, that's not even a good joke.
Like, they don't even take real names anymore, they take two half names and they throw them together.
They do, it isn't real names anymore.
The addresses in Excel.
Was I reading it? I was reading, oh, I was reading our building permits and licenses. There's two names in there, I'm like, should.